Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up, and we've got complete market details coming your way when we come back right after this.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Well, hog futures significantly higher here at the end of this session, with July and August sporting triple-digit gains. The cattle complex also higher today, supported by short covering and cash premiums. Now, cattle buying interest was light, with starter bids reported at $123 in the south, $200 to $203 in the north. Some asking prices are evident around $130 to $132 in the south and $210-plus in the north. Significant cash business will probably be delayed until sometime on Friday. Now, the live issues put in a choppy performance through the day today, consistent with and significant buying interest surfaced around mid-session and ended up being a higher day overall. Most contracts are 50 to 100 points higher. Spot June nosed over 122 for the first time since May 23rd. The feeders also improved from their early mix performance. Contracts are generally $67 to $1.05 higher today. Spillover support from the live market was helping the market, ignoring the stubbornly firm corn trend. Now, the grain futures started off mixed this morning, but also finished on a higher note today. The ag markets digest to yesterday's gains. Traders are watching what happens with the crude oil today. OPEC ministers don't appear to be ready to find agreement on capping production, while there are mixed ideas about today's U.S. inventory report. Now, the wheat prices were steady this morning and ended up higher this afternoon after an attempt at follow-through buying ran out of gas in the overnight session. Rains continue to pose problems for hard red winter wheat in eastern Texas over the next 7 days, but fields elsewhere should have a chance to dry out. Corn prices also saw some profit-taking early on and finished higher today after yesterday's key reversal took hold in new crop futures to their best level since harvest. And the soybeans posted new highs overnight and continued that through the afternoon session as well. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.